Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I've been like that since Pop Warner, I guess, you know. It's hard for me to eat in the morning. I don't know, just think about the game and I have to, like, drink carbs, you know what I'm saying, just to get my energy, you know what I'm saying? So it's just hard sometimes for me to eat.
So you eat a lot after the game?
I eat a lot after the game, for sure, most definitely.
The night before too?
The night before, I try to eat it really as much as I can, just because I know I'm going to need that energy, you know?
So it's gone so well for you to start this season. I mean, you played really well last year.
Yeah.
But it seems like your game is elevated. Do you feel more comfortable, or is this something that it's been trending in this direction?
I mean, I feel comfortable. I do feel like it's been kind of trending in this direction. I just, you know, feel good, you know. I'm confident and just playing hard. And the game is kind of slowing down for me a little bit. So just want to keep that same attitude, same focus.
Jaylen Waddle's a 4-3 all sprinter, basically. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, pretty much every week, you know, you're going up against world-class athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of like from a mentality standpoint, you know, how do you approach so many weeks of the year you're facing Olympic type people?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a challenge. It's a challenge every week. And most people know that football is more of a mental game. So just having that confidence in myself, I mean, I've seen myself do things. So I know I could do them, you know? So just having that same mindset and preparing throughout the week gives me all that confidence I need going into Sunday.
It seemed like early last year, I think you talked to us about how your body is conditioning, like, as a pro, you're 1-2, you're 2-3,
mm-hmm.
to really develop that, whether it was diet or conditioning,
mm-hmm.
you know, to avoid soft tissue injuries.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of like a breakthrough for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What can you say about that? Has that gotten just better, or like you got over that hump as you learn what your body needs? What do you think about that?
I'd say learning my body as I get older. You know, I didn't have the same nicks that I had maybe when I was in college. So just learning your body as you get older and always adding stuff to my routine and just staying consistent with it throughout the whole season. That's the main goal.
Is it more conditioning or diet?
I'd say more conditioning, more of getting your body's worked on by the trainers, stuff like that, you know, even lifting weights as well, staying strong throughout the whole season so no part of my body is weak. So I watched, even this off season, tried to watch a lot of Tyrann Mathieu, Kenny Moore, Marlon Humphreys. I try to watch those guys. They play a lot in the slot. Even Jalen Ramsey's playing a little bit more in the slot as well. So I try to watch those guys, see what they do that I can add to my game and just see how I can make more plays.
What's some of the stuff that, like, jumped out at you?
Their physicality, which is something that I take pride in, and just how they have a knack for getting that ball, you know, and that's something that I want to do. I want to be able to make those plays when they need to be made.
Playing in the slot, you're going to get some blitz opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
That's the position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kind of how much fun is that? And, kind of walk us through that sack there.
We had a call called. I wasn't originally supposed to blitz, but they came out in a formation that dictated us to change the call. So it ended up being me on the blitz and saw free. Honestly, I didn't even know I had the sack because as I was looking down to tackle him, he pump faked. And I thought he threw the ball. So I got up kind of weird because I didn't think I sacked him. But I did, yeah.
Play different positions, I guess, technically. Kind of play the game pretty similar. Watching you guys.
Yeah.
Has he been somebody that has helped you a lot in, of course, your time here? And how much can you take from him? Because he obviously played some safeties in college. I mean, what's that relationship like?
I mean, that's my boy. You know, he's a great player, and him, he brings that swag, that confidence on the field, and I just try to match it. You know what I'm saying? We feed off each other, you know, and we're talking the whole entire game, just talking about how we can make plays and impact the game in different ways. And actually, nickel and Will linebacker are actually very, very similar, especially like in the zones. We may not guard the same people, but in the zones, it's very similar.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.